issues. Got that one laptop, it's a HP. I mean, it's been a good computer and everything, but I'm missing something for an update. I don't know what the hell it's talking about. Totally green on all that. Yeah, like a big dummy, I ended up agreeing to have QST digitally formed instead of getting the magazine. And I find that a complete pain. I'll just call QST up and let them know, hey, switch it back over. If I got to pay extra, I guess I got to pay extra for the stupid magazine. I just get neck problems, and, you know, I'm trying to look on your cell phone to read instead of farting around with the laptop, you know, and plugging it and then booting it up and waiting for it to do all its things it's got to do for startup. I don't know, I just find it more eye-straining. I'd rather have the magazine in my hand, be able to read it, even lay down and read it. I just don't like how your neck is bent over all the time looking down at your phone. A lot of neck fatigue. Yep, you definitely got to take care of your neck. I've got a little pad that I set my laptop on. It's like a beanbag bottom. It sits on your lap, and then it's got a hard surface on it, and it gets it up higher. Yeah, you definitely don't want to look down. You want to hold your phone straight out in front of you or have your laptop. I've got a spot with a table. I've got an office chair because I work from home, so I put it all the way down, and then my table's up pretty high, so my laptop's at eye level. Yeah, there's a lot of people, a lot of chiropractors and naturopath doctors and stuff on YouTube got videos on how to fix your neck, how to keep the curve in your neck, exercises you can do, because there's all kinds of people looking down at their phones, looking down at things, and it's definitely cause fatigue for sure. I'll remind Patty sometimes if she's sitting on the couch looking at her phone, hold your phone up, you're bending your neck over. Whoever thought that that would be an issue someday down the road, which is now.